With New York's capital region under phase one of reopening, officials are busy preparing for the second round, but many unknowns remain. On Wednesday, the capital region entered phase one of reopening after Governor Andrew Cuomo's pause order was lifted. Construction, manufacturing, and agriculture were among the sectors allowed to reopen, while taking necessary precautions to prevent further spread of COVID-19. On a Zoom call with local officials and business owners, Pete Pardunius of the Capital Region Chamber of Commerce said the state has issued appropriate guidance for the first phase, but the future remains unclear.
Phase one guidelines are out there and businesses are complying. Phase two, three, four, the information is just not there.
The chamber, along with other economic development agencies, has collected reopening guidelines on its website. Phase two will begin 2 weeks after phase one, depending on the prevalence of COVID-19. The second phase includes hair salons, but stylists are still unsure what restrictions will need to be in place. Stacy Macero owns Platinum Studio, a hair salon in Clifton Park.
I have a six-chair salon in Clifton Park and a full staff. So knowing ahead of time exactly if we're going to be at 50% or 25%, so that we can get our schedules ready and just have a better idea to let everybody know what we can accommodate and what we can't when phase two actually starts.
Macero said she believes her 1,500 square foot salon should provide adequate space for customers and staff to remain socially distanced. But there's also the question of PPE. Clifton Park Town Supervisor Phil Barrett says he anticipates there will be a rise in demand for protective equipment as more businesses open over the next several weeks.
And then we're going to get into the fall, and we're not sure what will occur at that point. So I think the demand is going to be strong for a long period of time.
To meet the expected demand, the town and the Clifton Park IDA have partnered to amass masks. Residents who need masks can email masks@cliftonpark.org for more information. At the end of June, the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program is scheduled to expire. Right now, the 8-week loans can be forgiven if 75% is used for payroll, the remaining 25% for rent and utilities. Steve Bulger, SBA Regional Administrator, said $100 billion in funding is still available in the second round of PPP loans. Program's shaky beginnings included long waits and confusion among borrowers. But Bulger said he expects some changes to the program to take place as members of Congress and the Treasury Department seek to make some adjustments.
There are potentially going to be some changes to this program sooner rather than later in terms of the 75% amount or perhaps the 8 weeks. We don't know, but I would say stay tuned. There could be some changes coming in terms of the forgiveness piece.
Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.